All right, here we are yet again with another episode of English and Coffee. It's your wonderful host, Damian, and today we are back at Boyd Lee Park, and the sun is shining. Just finished cutting my mother's grass, so all is well. We are sipping on a 20-ounce Aztec Valley blend with one shot of caramel macchiato, one shot of French vanilla creamer, and 3 packs of sugar. Let's go ahead and take that customary intro sip. Had to take 2 sips just because the first one burnt my lips off, but it was a smooth recovery and we got the second one down. Today, what we're going to talk about is humility, because there are a few people out there that seem to believe their own hype. They have an overinflated sense of self-worth, and it's only a matter of time before life humbles them. So this will be a little reality check for some of those unwary listeners out there. But for those of us that know what humility means, this is just a good reminder. So let's take one more sip to kick things off. And let's begin. So when we talk about an overinflated level of self-importance, this is bordering on the realm of arrogance and overconfidence, but not based in one's level of skill per se, but more so in what life has given them, the rewards they've obtained, the gifts that they have received, the accomplishments that they often boast about. Because for these individuals, their accomplishments are what makes them. They assign their identity to these trivial matters and or materialistic gains. This is the guy that brags about his car, and he doesn't mind telling you how much he paid for his vehicle. I just paid $40,000 for this SUV. Look at me. It has 20-inch rims. 15-inch speakers. Look at my girlfriend. She looks like she just stepped out of Vogue magazine. This guy. The guy that brags about things that have no true value. Yes, your girlfriend's pretty, but so are a lot of other women. Yes, you have a vehicle. It looks nice, but it's just a vehicle at the end of the day. Whether it sits on 20-inch rims or 15-inch wheels, as long as they roll, that's all that matters. If your car slams into the back of a milk truck, it will fold up just like everyone else's vehicle. But this individual tends to think that just because he has this vehicle and this girlfriend and this house, 3-story, 5-story mansion, that he's better than everyone else. You know the woman with the manicure, hair down to her hips, Prada bag, Gucci bag, top of the line makeup, who tells you, I don't drink coffee unless it's from Starbucks, or I can't go to a restaurant unless it has 5 stars. Like, who do you think you are? Now, there is nothing wrong with going to a 5-star restaurant or looking good and feeling good. But when you try to act like you are more important than other people just because of these things that have been given to you or you have acquired in your journey, that's when it's a problem. When you lead with your possessions versus your character. It's better to be rich in spirit than ego. You ever watch any of these superhero movies? What happens when they get a little overconfident, become a little careless? They get brought back down to earth, sometimes literally, slammed into the earth's core. They forgot that they too are vulnerable. But I think sometimes life allows us to have a little slack, get a little careless, gives us enough rope to hang ourselves if we should choose to. This is why it's important to practice humility. If you have it and you've earned it, be happy. Share it with those around you. But don't grab a megaphone and try to make yourself seem bigger than you are. Treat others like filth just because at this current moment you are on top. Life doesn't like that. It has a way of denting your prized vehicle, removing your coveted job, showing your cover model girlfriend that you are not the only man on the planet for her. Sometimes life's teachings can be severe, swift, paralyzing even. Because when someone's humbled, it's often without notice. Everything's going great, and then bam, life says, hey, you're just a tourist. I was speaking with someone the other day, and they were boasting about all the trips they've taken and how much they've spent, and they just can't imagine living in an apartment or a 1-story house, 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom. You know, they just can't fathom the idea, like it's beneath them. Well, I'm not the only one who heard these boastful remarks. Life was listening as well. And one day they will have to answer for these comments. It is not our job to enforce any laws of nature. No, it's our role to observe the rules, do our best to help others, but never try to put someone down to make ourselves feel better. I remember back in high school, some kids would come into class with new shoes on. Sit down. It's a normal day. You look at their shoes. Hey, nice shoes. Thanks. I appreciate it. But then other kids would come into class and the teacher would have to tell them sit down because they had to get up and walk around the room as much as possible so everyone could see their shoes. They lived for the, oh, those shoes are so cool. I wish I could have a pair of shoes like that. You always have the best shoes. Or the girl with the new hairstyle every week. Blue hair this week, red hair next week. Fendi bag in freaking high school. You can't blame the kids, but these kids become adults. And these attitudes and bad behaviors carry over into their adult life. You always know when someone's been humbled in life. These are the people that have riches, have wealth, very successful, but they do not lead with it. Maybe one day they invite you over for dinner. You've known them for 2 years. You go over to their house and you're like, oh, you have a pool? Yeah, I have a pool. Oh, your wife used to be a model? Yes, she was a model a few years ago. But you wouldn't have known that unless you got to know the person first. And you sat down and had a dinner as you would with any other friend or peer. And through observation, you see a few things that you don't see in the homes of most people. But they've shared that with you because they trust you. They didn't attract you with it. They didn't try to acquire your attention by telling you what they have or how great they think they are. No, you found this out on your own. These people have been humbled. Maybe there was a time when they used to brag and boast, and then everything was stripped away and they had to rebuild, and they learned, hey, that's not the way to do it. Everybody that I laughed at on my way up the ladder are the same people that I'm going to have to face on the way back down. And some people had to go back and eat what they call crow's pie. Literally go back and eat their own words. And through that process, they were humbled. But the severity of humility that you will be taught all depends on the level of arrogance that you have displayed to your fellow man or woman. This is life. Some people call it karma. Let's take another sip. If you've ever paid any attention to YouTube, watch a few of the streamers and they talk about being robbed live on Instagram or live on Facebook, what are they doing in the video? Most of the time you will see them flashing wads of cash, showing their jewels, chains, rings, bracelets, and people are watching. Next thing you know, somebody reaches in their car, snatches the money right out of their hand, breaks into their house, steals everything they own. And then the person's crying, they broke in my house and took my PS5, they took all my watches, they took my cash. Well, if you didn't cut the camera on and shout at the top of your lungs about how much money you have, nobody would have known. Maybe exercising a little humility could have spared you that awful experience. But no, you wanted the views, you wanted to appear cooler than you actually are. Now you have nothing. I'll share a short story with you. I've hinted at it a time or two in the past. One day I was leaving my apartment and I walked downstairs. And there was a guy in an old beat-up car. He had the hood up, doing his best to get it to start. You could hear the engine going, and everybody knows what that sound is. It's a car not starting. And for some reason, I chuckled to myself, like, I was like, there's no need in even trying to start that car. It's dead. It's over. These were the thoughts I had. I was laughing, had this big grin on my face. Didn't offer to help the guy at all. Just grabbed the keys out of my pocket, sun shining, feeling like $1 million. Open my car door, jump in, bounce on the seat, figure out what music I'm going to play. Plugged in the aux cord, went to crank the car, and guess what? Click. Yeah, I was humbled very quick. Tried to turn it again. Okay, maybe it was just a misfire. Click. Okay, that was a hard lesson. But even funnier, as my car didn't start, guess whose car started? The guy that was fixing his car. The same one that I laughed at. His car started. He closed his hood and drove away. While I was sitting there with a front row seat to Humility 101. It wasn't my brightest moment, but I definitely learned a lesson. So it looks as if I may need to wrap things up here because a few clowns just rolled into the park, driving all over the grass like a bunch of imbeciles, blasting music. So we're going to be taking our final sip for the evening. And I'll leave you all with this. Remember that in the grand scope of things, you are a blade of grass in the forest of life. Together we are beautiful. Individually, we are but a blade of grass. And with that, I'll see you in the next one.